Sinyik tak 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 nape amisik ira kata. Tada sik tak negat kak tu penik tak. Asin tu kak sak palak tamik tada tu sale kami tam ni ira kata. Tada matak na sing ini mini pigi rohoni pigi lakoni tak na. Pigi gurong unik sak tam ni ira kata. Or leisure negat, at no gayagla. That nasheter, tam no lockdown. Malikatan rit minyagat, shat kucha locked it long, you minyag yamit looked a good em. Tam no was it, she won't see a ship you.
Tokotik carting,
Tokotik carting. Was it tam no work at the anna? Tabruma say yet she talkati aming kane ilishimanega mona awamigun abrakakta abrak nagariatit na ubining me ayurip yunimani na itak nasekaktawok temya ubasita nasekak na matakubiksurak sam nakru. Tara nuka chair bisu pare li chade li share plu. Tara go kai galla wa to it na kai ya chala na re li shima go me. Nalu nalu wa. Tam na go tara inya tak ting somot pi yo me nya khlu tu wak tu warat tu wak tit ka tam ruma. She yet tapo numilang mio de la turamika yohon.
Okay, when they reached these guys that were sleeping up there, they took their bow, they had their bow and arrows ready, of course, and they shot one of them and killed him in his sleep. And the other guy heard a stringing of the arrow, you know, you could hear it when they're doing this to bow and arrow string. He heard that when the arrow shot his friend. So he jumped up and just ran without his clothes on because they were sleeping side by side and one of them was killed. And they couldn't get after him because he was really fast and strong, runs real fast. So they didn't go after him. But instead they... they have to know who they killed right there. So they start looking him over. And this guy by the name of Sayyid knew that Khadija had, what is it, something under his skin. And it's a lump at the palm of his hand. And sure enough, when he look over his hand, that was him. He could know through that spot in his palm. And when he find out that he was Khadija, he cried, you know, he saying that he wouldn't do this if he knew that it was this boy that like his brother. So they bury him someplace. These other two guys were helping him too, so that animals won't get at him, the dead person.
Tam na tara nukat pek pigirok taakat nukailak tara taak na manila ko na nisha ako ni piyala ako naksak. Aglama nga tikinya kanya sok. Tat kiva. Abara ka tat pinya. Tat kimya narva muma. Muma, uma narva. Mane kikikta kako ni mane. Kikikta kako ni mane ilo ni. Una asi inyake mani nga una. Shivuak porak taat na napak tu raak na. Tara tam na Aber la vignik de jo ni kan ter water ya dat pam.
Aber
la vignik ne. Ter ta nachlu na aber gat na nagat. Te bruma gorter te bruma shunak ter ta runga gla khone shunawa. Te mata na piya lakta. Uwa ase ma ngale ku wang ming. Immataman ukar mepisuk tom te bruma aku rakporam karuma pita atora nakapta tataram ma mangan papang ma nishamman anite piplone taranga inyung mektat pak mekala ram tu sagala unsok tat nakang xibiran re lugu lan renyera tataro botam non nasuwiragiat Terungaglak, tahu kami licor ni ada kot pati kan tema, shawn kan pat pichani paket palung ni.
Okay, and that other young guy when he this kataksinya, when he ran away from there, he went traveling out through Manila River. And then here's that Avaragat Lake. Which is in Manila. And there's this hilly area right here with a lot of trees, you know. And there was one person probably hunting in this area from Kobak area by the name of Akurak Borak. Okay, he was in that area too, but from this side, you know, from Kobak area. And the other guy was coming down from Manila, through Manila. Amongst these trees, a lot of trees right here above the lake, he heard somebody crying, hollering. But he quite didn't understand if it was human or an animal, I guess, and didn't get to him. But later on, when people start roaming these areas or hunting around there, they found just bones, human bones up there. So that they always think that was the other young guy that was with Khadija. When he drew this lake of Aragat, there, he says there's a little island right here. So that's where that guy's life ended, I guess, amongst those trees. That's how far he went from up Nunatak area when he escaped these people.
Where he top go, top from the picture. Tema tamna tukwani kamilum terkinyon Allah hoding angilaga khibyoting tamma techane Allah shumi marrumane no taklo tuku Allah shoglu nagiksuk jana onna porikoki nakanga narvorali Tara uvane angilak bisangati lono uvane. Tapko banengan em manengan. Itatak bilangi ki loting. Uva ase mane nunatame nulagenyo tikilginyasut in tamane psyok tara hasimaraum ni amitara kakimara takute mani nulira hotiklo pirak nasat. Tapko nunga ingin yasut tapko inyut pinyasut tat kingo bunga ngilang nagtat nunatami yung mga mga stop going up and the gun. Was it? Get on the rock on the show, work top cook, no lag, in your wing it, Terrani. A bed go work, a bed, not the metro, the Laura, the Mutta, the glass, a bed, we got the corner shop, the man, you know, not a meal, it took.
Okay, here's Nunatak area, and then here's Alatna. Now, these two guys were on their way home because they live right here by Alatna. And when they reached here, there was a couple with a child, and her husband's name was Abek. Here along Nunatak, they were, these couple were hunting too, he says. And they were the first people that they reached, a couple with a child. After they put away Khadiyah's body, they start traveling home, so they reached these two couple that were hunting in Nunatak area.
Was it a ticket, Tapco ticket, Mata? Tam Nagok, Una, Apec, Keton Roromy, Charlotte, Honita, Nenesak, Arnata Pialar Nera, Apec, Canuchinio Kuningi, Anuchiko ticket, Patio, Woko, Biljotaximetu, Narneset, Conagiraren, Naralar Nera,
eh?
Tap, no Lagun Rinesa. Ketun rosak menyuk salak tahun, uwasi temani yok katamik temakan ilu lewalumik kata karnak syogi pilihmik tabruma kiblerulam bibruma tamna kata kubiler nega temani pesuka tahun itu rami tak nak tersaklu uwasi kubiler kaming Imek tauk logo surah aktor sah logo mnya ipa nusuk ternega sampai sekarang ngecok tak kudem. Uwasi ilah sung nak tok sanggah Allah kami ilah sung nak tok sanggah Allah kami sampai mik tak nepilu bisuk logo dalam rumah sampai kenyang nega kita ngorak mnya sanggah tak tok. Tabrum at the Shabwe Kailgin Yaga Kite Magashi to the Tabrum and Gila Tamna Kaplaklu Sagalak Doctor Tamna Skinyakova to Kotaksimasut Nagat Arnatuna to Kosimachu Nagat Shomitera Ukarnekpa the Tabkuninga.
Okay, when they reached there to these two couples, the wife started noticing that these people were any good, you know, by their actions, I guess. And he told her husband to be alert. I don't think these people are, you know, good. But her husband was holding their child in his lap. And one of these guys that got there was walking around in their place, and suddenly he spilled a bucket full of water. That bucket was made out of wood, and it had some kind of a handle. And he was doing something with it. The handle broke off. And he called for the man's knife, the man that had a child on his lap. And he took his knife and gave it to this person again. And sure enough, when this person got a hold of his knife, he just stabbed the guy that had the child on his lap and killed him. And he only killed her husband, but I think she was alive to tell it, to tell the story like this. Or to tell what incident happened there in their place.
dat na ka hotik tara hol la ka mik tara tarunga angilang na se tilamik nun de mani yok ta ni yok ka mik tarunga uunga pilisunga ka ting tamonga sanega nun inil la ka ting de mata na il lip lu ting tara ni na chakak tu 3 days 3 days si yik takak tu uwane uwasi tapko Watak nali terunga ini bibliotik, terus naik cek bibliotik, ko, terus tapi inya doktor.
And these three people continue on going home, and their place was right here. But in those days when they kill a person, they don't go right straight home to their homeland. But instead, they would settle down a little further out from the original place and stay there for 3 days before going home. So they make a place right there and stay out there 3 days.
Was he tap go tat narsat nitarani? Shamak nalle Maku wog mishamak nut Salmon river me you book a tem matevja or you go on a road hangem your cock to take a look at good up public divot pay up that. Tap go nut nut Tap go uko ku wog me niksha chim mirror unami say yet. Tusaga lao kami rung imbali tapu manu ka eksami tarak nga una akas lupang bigo katilik tarali arigaw nga rak taat na ilak saktu ra katahone taat na ulang nasi tarak nga nga ukoba taat na sat ni tapu manu ka ukami taat na kasilhat ni Tak nasi wa, tak ngolak si aming inyuk saktu ra tahoding. Semata mani, tak nin kecau kegla. Tak nelinyu ginyun angnak. Angot mik tak nir nyilik. Dikit nyamit luk tam nir nyingau lo tisak si nyegat. Dikit lagi suklu. Tak rola ngeripan tukun negat, rola ngeripan. Tap koko tere tat nin di rakige. Aka lupa kone jak sakto kone una asiva. Tap ruma inyo kokten ngurak naika nga. Ula rakao rakok. Tere wa tap ko tere ngolak di cakatak sikit ke.
Okay.
Aka lupa tam na tap kone nga anguyak risak sirak.
There was a person named Akalukpa here amongst these Salmon River people. Remember when we first started taping, he says these people don't care what they do. They were really courageous and brave that they can fight anybody they want, you know. So he started getting ready, get some men ready to go with him, and as they travel little ways along away from Salmon River, they got into a woman that was raising a son, a young man. So this person, Akalukpa, wanted the boy to go with them, because if he don't, he'll just kill him right there again. That's how these people, Salmon River people, were. So the boy had to follow. They were planning to go to these three people that had killed, you know, that person. The woman's son's name was Ularagora. That young guy. The woman's son. So taking along this young boy, the young man, they started their journey. And these three men were still out here. You know, they have to be there for 3 days. So these guys start coming towards them. And the mother of this young boy told his son that you have nothing against those people, you know. So you'll only shoot 3 times from your bow there and quit if you guys started fighting against them. And just quit fighting then. Only 3 arrows, 3 times.
Yes,
these people were approaching these people over here in the evening when the night started coming. It was fall time then, he said. From this settlement here where these people were living, the original place for these guys, they saw a young man going up to the hill that was over here. And never come back that all night that evening, all night long. And sure enough, there was a mother living here in this settlement here. Always tell his son to go sleep up here during the evening and come back in the daytime. So that's what they saw. And this young man would be wearing a shawl made out of skins, maybe, you know, and walk up to that hilly area, the hills, and sleep up there and come back during the day. Because I think the mother noticed that something was going to be happening, you know, something dangerous. So he sends his son out to sleep up there.
Uligak to Rahonigo, Uligagit Naragi, Tutu, Balkoks and Akhlegi, Lugutat, Nakil, Piraketu Magla, Tat Nuligari, Rahagi, Yumashi,
He says the shawls are made of two caribou skins, so they're sewed up side by side, and they're tanned. And so when this young guy goes to a place where he'll sleep, he used them also for sleeping, for blankets. And when they really start getting close, they can see this little place over here where those three men were. But they were thinking the other way. Long time ago, when a girl reaches puberty, they keep the young girl away from the settlement. So these guys from Salmon River thought there was a young woman in that place. So they told this young guy by the name of Ularagorak, the guy with only three arrows, to go to this place out here, where the three men were. And sure enough, when he reached that place, there were three guys sleeping in there. And he only had three arrows, and there were three men instead of a woman, which they thought it was. Okay, when he reached him, when he went in there, he shot one of them with one of his arrows. But the middle one ran away, so he didn't get that one. Now, see, he used up two arrows. One for the first one, which he killed, and one for the other one that ran away, but didn't hit him, I guess. And the third one, he didn't get that one either. There was a bucket inside there, which they used for drinking water. The guy started using this bucket for a shield so that the guy won't hit him. So he's down to his last arrow. And somehow finally he was still fighting him and shoot his arrow through his stomach right here. and I think he killed him then.
Tamna gortaranda katchim yonishiguta kakrok piak shagalawa shikauta samunga lunik tekto.
Or he shoot him between his legs because he knew he couldn't get him, you know, where his heart is or his chest. So this person, when he got shot, he took the arrow out, but the flint stone was in there already. So he couldn't help it. Just probably died.
There is a girl that the canali takat kisaguti gaj katka shinik tautan. There is a girl that canani she yatab rumaninga kiplegurap tatanga. There is a matuklula rak to saga ularagaram. She yadin yaket kutlai chalao ikpik tat nahotin akisagin ya gomit na it nanga. That nagok to saga ularagaro.
Okay. Okay, these Salmon River people, okay, they let this young boy go to this place where those three guys were. And they themselves went to the other place, the settlement, and start killing these people down here. And this young boy was still back here. He could hear somebody cried out. Okay, say yet. This was what's gonna happen for what you did, you know. So fight back or fight for me or something. Now it's your turn, you know. But he knew he couldn't do that. These guys are already at them and killing them all.
Ikerangit nyen yok im nai chanik tara pakshay nik ternik sa tikitche uko kanitura bing mitchut nai lutin umare nukat pek mayokotik tat pichunga im nai chanik nal luk tok tonunga tara lo tinak luit
amminyik
orawak pichangit nyik Ukarbigi galar nere ularagaram. Kaunagi lakusi pisici, pakma inyuk pichak lukara. Kakruminyuk shagalik, tikakarumut pokma pularuk. Pisut lai chalak to kagla. Pamukohoni pularuk, kaunagi lakusi pisici, nakalak nere. Tapko alapilla pernesuk. Tapko winyuk maluk. Tak pijak na, tak na makamin nak urut, nak looking kita nungalor rasadi. Tak nak tahu tu bahasa, tak pernah berumah, tak mau ngak tahu ni tak na ayam lagi kami ni. Injuk tak na kena naik lagi kita. Uma uban eklem tak problem tu ngaklen kagrum mako kini lagi tinggi berau tak kolat nak ikhlas kalau nak sihir tak problem sihir inya kau nak ingat jenung allah terus muka tu terkau tik tak nak kagrum malu kini lagi rakyat teri lukang itu tak nak picau tik tak problem siksa tik. Dari gok tamna tanya negri kagruk tu tengok tahunnya misi kene tu pak tahunnya nauli gitu matat pamna kacalak tu.
Ah, okay. When they killed all these people here, and this young guy by the name of Ularagoro, which was back here with these three men. These people, when they killed all those people that were sleeping there, they went up to their caches someplace around here. They had caches full of skins, sheep skins. They went into the caches and started throwing down good skins that they would bring back home. You know, they went excited over all these good skins that they found. And this young guy, Ularagoro, told them to watch out for this person that ran away a while ago. You know, the third person. He said, watch out for this guy. He crawled out to the willow someplace. He might just get at you again. And sure enough, this guy moved closer to these people that were throwing down skins. And there were two guys standing like this, side by side, I guess, or one in the front, one in the back. Anyway, the one in the front or in the back saw two arrows flying all at one time. And he moved very quickly where the arrows won't hit him. But the other guy stayed there and got hit and just rolled down the hill. And when that happened, the guy back there who shot these arrows hollered really loud for victory or something. Anyway, saying that he got this guy.
Там нэг октора шиклого тонго налгитерак дэбрума тангуяк нахны лаксартортаа маакасуппоом нингаунга панааник туваакателик нингаунга налалуго пилегатат паблума дэрэгоорта нармаго нингауни тайгин налгути ман тапко илоқаник дэрэ иглолексернега Terang angul je aku laksan nesok tap kunung. Masih tak nak terang ujar sekinya kau silipak matau kau. Tap kau balik kau sok rukat untuk konek tengat epal lang nesok. Kanu kuba ilipsi unit nesar rukat silip pisik. Ilang segol putingnya tak pama pire kaktu in nang nega. Masih akan lupa tanda tak pama anguja kalau sehon.
Okay, the guy that was killed with one of these arrows was Akalupak's son-in-law. The young guy was married to her daughter, his daughter. Remember, this Akalupak was the one that arranged the group for him to follow to fight these guys. So when he noticed that his son-in-law was killed, he went against his partners, you know, and tried to fight amongst themselves. And there was an older person that was following them, and he said, gee, are we going to fight amongst ourselves? Why not get that person that shoot your son-in-law instead? So Akalupak changed his mind and go look for that person that killed his son-in-law.
Tergogla shanel takautok tapkilangatnik tuwakate kautok tere shanel takisukat nagagigat tere ango shiktau ragakta ona tuwakate kagukami shanel takagukuni inang nagagigat shanel taksakagumawa tapamunga kayaktungit nang nesok umaasi ilakak nagsulay. Besok tajer negor tajer kami ni, terlalu signal jepak tamna. Tapi kok tabur menga besok tajer mik dua ketik sah ternegat tamna kalupak.
When they reminded him of that person back there, he said to them, but I'll need somebody else besides me going with me to fight this person. So they picked a guy named Pishukta Jack. This guy was really fast, and even in somebody else's arrow won't hit him. You know, so they picked that guy to go with Akalupak to fight that one person that was back there.
fasih tap kok tera tat pamunga khoti lakslu tera go parremag ta na ok pegarani ta na ta tok khosak tok tar lakop luna meter shit kumirang me kecha le chok ne tok lak tok na ka u makak rum pia shit ro rak shit 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 tera go shin ne ra gala rak shin ne chuginyu Ilang yek digik la mip chak na gulusik tagalaga tak na gok tara kakruk na pachat et manit na tilak isak te man tara siko wami tak na katak te akto tam na mamite ko tiga lugu baluk tak na tak na sinak sokok tam na
So they got to this person but this person couldn't walk because the arrow is So it was that person that got hit between the legs. He couldn't walk. So he got into view, thinking maybe that, well, here they come, so let them fight me. So they start hitting him with arrows, but he would go like this, and the arrow would fall down, arrow and all. And the wound would heal right away. So this guy was that kind of a person. That heals his wounds by himself. They start shooting at him, two against one.
Tab rumagok tare tab na una besuk ta chair una. Shuluk to raka nakshat shuluk nigit nangu yak to temani. Shute shulungit nik. Taragok tat na. Shing ne japet. Kakruk ik zek kakluku tabrum nga shut. Shuluk to rak minigit na manilak te katakoting. Taragok na tarani shik to raka minguwa. Manne shuluk nunguk lune kakrup kut kakrup tatne shikut mata mitara tatne piwa kite gaura shkenya kok tegne shugua kuma shuluk toruk tatne tere tatne kakrumun manilak te katauti kiplugik tatne shignaik pagi lune
So this Bishop Dacha was what we called a real fast person, the arrows won't even hit him. But at those times when they go fight, you know, someplace, they originally have two feathers behind their heads like this when they go fight people. And every time an arrow start coming towards him, he would just, you know, move around real fast and let the feathers got hit with the arrows, not him. And soon enough, the feathers were almost gone. You know, only the middle, the stem-like thing, you know, that's in the middle of those feathers. That was the only thing that was left from those two feathers. Got hit so many times by the arrows, but not to him.
Tara tak nak tak nak lau kami sih tak lau kami ke ilakatan mami sih kering mik tak nasholu nak lugu kono tak nak kakek lugu sih tilginya ka tara gok telak sa kami kagrok kata kalau lagi cokai polkanya ka tara mna amak tara mengunik terto Terim ngeksau tiga lugu wok tara tilak sakalaga. Taman na ka ipul kanya nga katakman. Tara kakruni pilit lugit tara tunuak sigik.
Anguyaguyaksok?
Anguyaguyaksok tara tatna. Anguyaguyak kalak til lugu wok tebani tatna. Pik yaitu tara tunuak sigik ma taru ninye kak. Taku tara kasok tok tam.
So finally they were still fighting each other with arrows. And one of the guys I think it was Dutcher that hit the person right here on the nostrils. The arrowhead was a flintstone. And he tried the same thing, you know, hit the arrow away, trying to take it off. But the arrow was inside him already. In those days when they're fighting, when a person turns his back on them, then they quit their fighting. So that's what the man did. And he got hit in the nostrils and he couldn't help taking that thing out. So he turned his back on these two guys. So they left him there. Quit fighting him and they left. To go to the other people probably.
Tap kota rollak na sute mata na kahod. Uwasi tamna. Tamna guwan nukatak. Terutekone, tap rumah umah saya nulai malok, tap kunani guru kunani lainnya sulit mana digelitit tak nampak. Terkisah ngonset tap nalo kebelakang terkepikirok tak, unalo icunga mayok tak, terkisah mau lutik terkisah ngonset, umarit tap kok nulai kejuk terkisah itu kibak. Inyong nagalawag ta na nakmon duktotip lugo tap kong ningang unagtikakotik. Dahil mo ta na unagwok tara uwani itak kibungat ako nulak si maplo ni. Kailagangan ni uwani kibani. Kiglip lugo nungot lugo.